You're listening to Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world. Thank you for tuning in for this Unity Partner Program. Unity Online Radio partners with spiritual leaders from organizations whose mission and messages complement Unity's. We are pleased to bring you this program on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Welcome to Everyday Attraction with Feel Good Sisters Ray and Heather. Get ready to expand your life, your knowing, and your alignment with your source. When we feel good, we give the universe an opportunity with our point of attraction to receive even more good. We celebrate who you really are and who you're becoming.
Welcome, everyone. You have landed at another edition of Everyday Attraction with your Feel Good Sisters. We are here. This is Ray.
And this is Heather.
And we welcome you to another porch session. Sitting on the porch, talking metaphysics, talking leading edge, talking about how to feel better, how to really envelop your life into a point where you're just understanding the feel-good flow by never before. Because what we are learning from our leading edge teachers, the Abrahams, the Abrahamites, the Abrahamers, you fill in the blank, is that we're all doing too much. We're all doing way too much.
And although no one can relate to that, right?
Although we love action, don't get me wrong, this is not a couch potato spirituality here. It's all about action, but when to act, how to act, and how to not get exhausted. I think that in today's show, as you can hear, we're going to focus on that understanding of balance and understanding who you are and releasing some of the resistance and take a breath, how to do less and receive more. How to do less. Sometimes up to 50% less. We're going to hear about the Abrahams talking about less action, more alignment, and how to do that and why to do that. So we welcome you to the show. If you're new, if you're hearing the show for the first time, we welcome you. I was just watching something a little bit ago about Savannah, and I got that whole porch. We're just sitting on a Savannah porch here, not in Savannah, but feeling like, and we're kicking back in our rocking chairs, talking about some really important stuff, but in a casual, fun atmosphere, and we welcome you. We know that if you found this show, you are clearly up to speed with what is going on here, whether or not you've ever heard of Abraham, which is who we study, who we like to follow. But both Heather and I are also taking this work into our own lives and making it a very personal journey. And so we welcome you to that journey too. And we love to share with you what's going on with us and how we're really enveloping these Abraham principles, these leading edge principles to be effective. So this week, Heather had recommended this track that I really love. And so I want to go to her first and talk a little bit about what it was about this track that we are going to listen to from an Abraham Hicks workshop. This was from a Seattle workshop. Actually, it was just a handful of weeks ago. As they came back from their Alaskan cruise. So what was it about this track, about really releasing a lot of this resistance and letting go of the need to be understood by others and all that good stuff? What was it that really got to you?
Oh my gosh, so much. First of all, the title, it's about not enoughness, how to not be in your not enoughness. And I'm like, oh my gosh. I think for me, this summer, the last couple of weeks, I've had some self-introspection of like, oh my gosh, I'm doing it wrong. I don't have enough friends. I don't have enough money. I don't have enough blah, blah, blah. I didn't have enough love, and I'm unlovable. Like, I go into my old story sometimes, which this last week I went really deep into my old story, and I listened to this track, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's so poignant and so divine timing. And it just really helped me get out of that piece. And one of the things that it did for me, it brought me present into the right here, right now. And instead of retelling my story, Yeah. Matching, and you know, it's talking about matching other people's vibration, but it's also matching my old vibration, which is still mine, but it's old, you know. So when I go into my old vibration of like, oh no, I'm not good enough, I'm not this enough, I realize that that's my old vibration. That's not my present. I'm not, it's not my right now. It's my before.
Yeah. It's amazing how we can pick that up at any time though. Isn't it something like it can lay dormant, this not enoughness. And many of us on this spiritual path have done a lot of work to release some, you know, some big anchors that we were carrying around about, you know, not being enough, not being smart enough, not being hip enough, et cetera, et cetera. And I think, but what's so interesting in this vibrational work is that if you start to get into that downward spiral momentum wise, you can just pick up that anchor like no time has lapsed and go right back. Isn't that interesting? It's, mm-hmm. you know, and I think that's why we have to be really dedicated, and I almost want to say diligent about our process. Not that we beat ourselves up when we go there. It's like no big deal, but it's really interesting to see how fast we can pick up some of that old stuff and go, wow, I'm carrying that anchor again. And it was like nothing to pick it up. It wasn't like I had to go digging for it. It was just right there.
I know. Isn't that interesting? Because to start a new habit, it seems like it takes a lot of focus. And then to pick up an old habit, it could be a long time ago, and all of a sudden you're there again. So
we pick up those old habits. Yeah, they're just available to us. And this not enoughness is something that, I don't know if it's a cultural thing. It doesn't really matter where it comes from. But the fact that it can be so present, and I think, you know, part of it is, you know, we take on this need, and the Abrahams talk about this a lot, this need to be understood by others. So part of this struggle is that when we are understood by others, we feel like we're enough. We feel validated. And that's a really slippery, dangerous slope. So part of this, I want to kind of dig a little bit deeper into where this not enoughness comes before we listen to the track, because it really is this sort of constant, I just got an image of like a puppy, like always wanting to please everybody, but also just needing to be understood by everyone. There's something about that that is really tricky on the spiritual path, because there's just so many moving parts out there. And this need to be understood means that we start to qualify, quantify, defend mm-hmm. our position, defend how we see things, defend our perspective. And all of this is just resistant, resistant, resistant. And when we don't get that understanding, when we don't get the validation, then we immediately become not enough. Like, oh, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm, you know, not understood. And what does it mean to release the need to be understood by anyone other than yourself? What does that look like? What does that look like where we actually step back and say, it's not important that this person get me. It's not important that this person understand me, but it's critical that I know who I am, that mm-hmm. I know that my connection to the divine is forever and ever available to me, never, ever stopping, and that my good cannot be taken away by someone not understanding me. Because I do think this not enoughness goes back down to the scarcity at some point. I just feel like all roads on this sort of negative plan lead to scarcity at some level, because if they don't understand us and we're not enough, then we can't have what we want.
Well, and for it is scarcity for sure, because everything's either, you know, fear or love. So lack is fear and love is abundance. So, but I was thinking about where does it come from? And I think a lot of it comes from, you know, I think about what are the neighbors going to think? What are the other people going to think? You know, it's always about being taught as a kid that we're supposed to care about what other people think about us.
Exactly.
We're supposed to be impress other people. You know, we're supposed to play piano better, play softball better, or, you know, show that. I don't know. It's just interesting because a lot, being a parent, I see where I hear things come out of my mouth that came from my mom or my grandma or my mom's mom, or I mean, whatever, like the ancestry or the school or the church or those places where we hang out as kids. And then I say to myself, is this really what I believe? You know, and not a lot of the times it's not. I really don't believe that. So I think that's what has to do with the change of the planet, and also the old people sometimes, my mom saying, the way the world's going these days, it's just not good. The old days is so much better, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So being caught up with ourselves, you know, like our spirit being ahead of our bodies and being able to catch up with ourselves is part of what it means to let go of what other people think and only care about what we think.
Exactly. And where we are, like the only relationship that really is important, because all the other ones follow like dominoes, is our relationship to Source and the divine, and how it is that we're actually seeing who we are now to where Source is holding us, the truth of that. And that gap that Abraham talks about is really the only thing that matters, is where we are and where Source is holding the consciousness of who we, and that will, there will always be more. There will always be a gap. I think only when we transition to the non-physical will that gap be clarified and or merged. But while we're on the planet, there's always going to be Source being slightly ahead. So really the consciousness that we want to bring is, where am I? What am I thinking about this thing? And how is Source thinking about this thing? And how do I close that gap? I mean, I love the simplicity, the elegance of this philosophy. If we can just get to that relationship, all the other relationships will fall into place. So this is not about neglecting those that we love. It's actually understanding that unless we are deeply entrenched in our own love, love of self, love of the divine, love of the Source, we really have nothing to give them but more scarcity and more fear, and more of these false premises that are handed down from generation to generation. So now, of course, these premises had a purpose. They served a purpose, but as we move along in our vibrational evolution, those purposes no longer serve. So I love this false premise that says, you know, I need to be liked by others. I need to be understood by others because my good comes from others, right? I think underneath that's like, if they don't like me, then I can't get something I want, or I can't be given the things that I think that I need. And I love breaking that false premise, just really cracking it open to say, my good comes from Source. Yes, it may look like it's coming through others, but the energy, the impetus, the flow is actually coming through Source, not through other people and what they're doing and how they're seeing, you know?
You talk fast.
I know.
I'm like, know. Let me absorb what you're saying because it's really powerful. Yeah. Well, go ahead.
Well, again, I love just examining a false premise, because I think when we bring a false premise into the light, it really crumbles. It crumbles because it's a shell. It's not a real principle. And this idea that good comes from others is a false premise. Mm-hmm. You know, the good comes from Source. It looks like it's coming through other people, purposes and places, but it's really coming through Source energy. And that is why our primary relationship has to be between us and Source. And really the whole idea is, then, well, how do I foster this relationship with Source? Because like you were saying earlier, when I'm off in not enoughness land and I'm sort of having this dialogue of scarcity, man, it's so painful. It's just so painful. It's like oxygen being deprived.
Well, and the other piece for me, because I get into the feel, I love that you have the thinking piece and I have the feeling piece. I feel when I'm with other people, and I think this is what part of the false premise you're talking about is that when we're with others, we feel like that's what fills us up. That's what juices us, is our conversation or relationship with friends or lovers or children or parents or whatever. And it's a lot of times people don't like to be alone. It's like, well, if you're telling me, oh, my relationship with Source is more important than anybody else, and I have to experience, you know, like that doesn't have to do with anybody else. That's feels scary or isolating a mm-hmm. lot of times. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think so. That's where a piece of, I don't know if I can do this, you know, because part of the things I like to feel is I can do this.
Right.
So when there's that feeling like, I don't know if I could do this, I'm going to have a relationship with Source. How do I know I'm listening to Source? What does that feel like in my body? How do I know it's Source? You know, I can't touch Source. I can't feel Source. You know, there's a lot of those questions, right?
Yeah. It's a much different type of relationship to have. And yet I think all of us have it so naturally. It's almost so naturally embedded in us that we don't even notice it. It's just right. Bringing it to the surface and actually seeing it as a priority and seeing it as something real, something tangible, how to make it tangible, I think is a really interesting conversation. How to make that relationship as real as the relationship to your wife or husband or child or employer. How do we make that relation? I love that discussion because that does bring it into a more everyday type of modality. What does that relationship look like? Because if you're mostly non-physical and source is non-physical, well, the part that we're trying to connect to, then you have the language of source. It's who you really are. So it is a discussion about really rediscovering the truth of who we are. And then this not enoughness becomes pretty humorous and laughable at best, you know. it just kind of blows your mind to make that shift. Well, we got to take a break. As you can hear, lots of exciting and rich conversation happening here on Everyday Attraction. When we come back, we'll talk more about this not enoughness. We'll talk more about letting go of more action and opting for more alignment so that you can actually experience that which you're wanting, because what you desire has already been given and we just need to bring it on in. So let's be fishers of desire. And when we come back, we'll look forward to more. Stay tuned. Let it unfold. Let it.
You know the saying, a good deed is its own reward? Well, moving toward a plant-based diet and vegan lifestyle is one kind and compassionate act that isn't just its own reward. It will also reward you with vibrant health, boundless energy, an easy way to keep your weight where you want it, and according to yogis and Unity's co-founder Charles Fillmore, even give a boost to your spiritual life. On Main Street Vegan, the radio program named for the popular book, Victoria Moran will make your move in a vegan direction easy, fun, affordable, and delicious. With enticing topics and entertaining guests every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Central Time, only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Have you ever considered that everything you think, say, and do is a prayer to the universe? What would your life be like if you activated the power of yes? Join Reverend Beverly Molander and her exciting guests on Affirmative Prayer, Activating the Power of Yes, to find out how they activated the power of yes in their lives, their communities, or even the world. If they can do it, you can too. Listen to Beverly Molander and her guests live every Monday at noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, on Affirmative Prayer, Activating the Power of Yes. Only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Now return to Everyday Attraction with Feel Good Sisters Ray and Heather. It's time to feel good and allow all that has already been given.
Welcome back from the break. You're listening to Everyday Attraction here on Unity Online Radio with your Feel Good Sisters, Ray and Heather. We're so happy that you're here. We need to do a little bit of our business here before we get into the rest of our topic today, which is this not enoughness and letting go of more action. So before we go on, we want to thank our sponsor, Nerium. As you've been hearing in the last couple of shows, Nerium is come out with a new brain-enhancing supplement, EHT. And I know that many of you might have heard of Nerium from its positive business leader, Jeff Olson, and many of their anti-aging products, which Heather and I both adore. But now they have teamed up with leading scientists from Princeton to provide what is an all-natural supplement for cognitive health. And as we're talking about on the show, if it's all about how you're thinking and feeling, any help you can get from nature is certainly welcomed. So they're calling it EHT, And it is a supplement for all ages and all stages of life. It really gives your body everything it needs to bring clarity and vitality to your thinking and feeling. There's mood enhancement properties. There's memory and focus. So if you're looking for something to maybe get rid of that fuzzy brain, we encourage you to check it out. It's called EHT Brain Enhancing Supplement. It's patented. It's exclusive to Nerium. And it's available today. And Heather has set up generously a website for you to check it out. It's NeriumDelirium.com. I'm going to spell it NeriumDelirium, NeriumDelirium.com, and click on buy products to find out more. So we thank you for looking at that. And when you purchase from our sponsor, we benefit. So we thank you again. Also on our website is everydayattraction.com. We have a blog there. We have information about us, where you can hear the show in different places and spaces. But there's also at the top a book a session on the site. And that is an opportunity to engage Heather directly. She is, as you've heard, an alignment coach and spiritual strategist. And if you need some assistance on this not enoughness, if this is something that's been, you've been anchoring along and carrying along, and maybe you even need some opportunities to dare to do less and to align more, check out a session with Heather. It's really a gift that you can give to yourself. She has some wonderful summer prices for a channeling session, and it's really helpful. We're not alone. We can go this together. So book a session, go to our website, Everyday Attraction. We're here for you. We appreciate it. And finally, in that feel-good flow, as many of you know, I'm all about the essential oils for feeling better. My oil this week, I have to give a shout-out to Vetiver, a brand-new oil that I've discovered through my wonderful experience with doTERRA. And Vetiver actually comes from a grass from India and has been used for centuries in helping us bring a mindfulness to our meditation. It's a wonderful, earthy, delicious smell that if you just diffuse or maybe breathe in before meditation, I think you'll know and feel the effects of those oils and helping your mind relax and helping you really go deeper into that remembering who you are. So check out Vetiver again, our website, everydayattraction.com, products, and we'll have a little bit of information there about how to connect with the oils. And if you'd like to try it out, we have some discounts for you as well. So, all right, back to our show and our topic, this moving into understanding that we are more than enough and that we're probably doing a lot more than we need to on the action side, even though action is delicious. Many of us, I have to say, I'm in this, tend to, when I start to feel scarcity or start to feel like something's not happening, I dive into action versus diving into alignment, which is what our wonderful teachers are encouraging us to do. And when we talk about alignment, that's really going to that internal relationship and reconnecting with that broader self, that whole self, that full self. And how you do that is a very personal process. I know Heather and I like to share what we do to reconnect with our source and our divine nature. Obviously, meditation is a wonderful tool, but I kind of like my mind. I like to be thinking. I like to be feeling. And one of the new practices that I've gotten into, I've picked up from a book by Richard Dobb, and it's called Money Flows Easily to Me. And it's in the book, he talks about this magic feeling, this feeling of going inside, releasing all resistance, and really allowing the authentic natural joy of who you are to rise up, because Source is always beaming this. And he calls it the magic feeling, which is kind of an interesting thing. It's not a pure meditative state. It's just this kind of relaxed, loving. It's not a heightened, excited state. It's not a lot of energy, but it's just a deep, peaceful, relaxed state as a way to reconnect with that broader knowing. And I've been practicing that a little bit. And he talks about some techniques, and many of you probably bring your own techniques to that process. But checking in with that flow a number of times a day, to go in there and just release all the thoughts, release all the resistance, release all the how-tos, and just connect with Source, is something that I find really helps keep me grounded and in this flow and out of the not enoughness game. And Heather, what do you find that works for you sort of in, because you have a full schedule, teacher, mom, counselor. I mean, what do you do to bring this relationship into realness every day?
Yeah, that's a great question. One of the things that I do is look up. So I'm out in my day because everything that's happening around us is all eye level, you know?
Yeah.
So when you look up, I see the sky or the trees or the bird or the sun or whatever. And I kind of do my 17-second connect to nature, be present. And another thing that I do that's similar to that is pretend like I'm on vacation.
I like that one.
Yeah. So if I'm driving to work, I'm super fortunate because I work in Malibu. So I'm driving through the canyon towards the ocean to work. So I can just pretend like I'm on vacation. I'm going to the beach at, you know, in Maui or something where I can be completely separate and just act as if. And I think it really, for me, the feel, when you talk about alignment, to me, I think of the feel good flow. So I know when and where and how to get into my feel good flow. The other third thing that I do is the traditional Abraham language of floating down the river towards everything you're wanting. I just happen to love water. I'm a Cancer. I love oceans, rivers, lakes, boats, jet skis, all those things about moving in the water. And so I'll just imagine that I'm in, and I also love to go whitewater rafting, or just, you know, it's not really whitewater, but, you know, rafting down the river. So I can just imagine myself floating down the river on the feeling of source supporting me, like water is source supporting me, and carrying me is just so beautiful. And I just got back from Mexico, and in Mexico, I got into the ocean and just floated and just felt the essence of source supporting me, just floating and letting source carry me.
I love that last one. And what I really love about the floating one, because I do that too, where I'll just imagine a nice momentum floating down a river and I'm touching the sort of endless blue water that's beneath me. And I love this idea that my oars are not in the water. See, that I think that's really a key to that, is that the motion is being propelled by something other than your own action. And that's really what I think the Abrahams are trying to help us understand, especially in these new tracks that they've been talking about, is, you know, really allow source to knock itself out to showcase what's already been lined up for us. And it really is exciting when they talk about all the fact that things have been lined up, and it's really just a matter of us attuning to it in order to bring it into the physical world, in order to really bring it into the touching, you know, tasting, visual, hearing world, because it already exists as a vibration itself. And I love the idea that that's what we're here to do, is to bring it into that texture world. But it's not about creating it. It's simply about visualizing and bringing that in a very real way into the physical without a ton of digging and action and pushing and making. And so, I think that's really a big difference.
There's one thing that's really important in that piece is, if we are 90% non-physical and 10% physical, but we are thinking ourselves, our physical bodies are all that is, and we kind of have that control-ishness, control freak kind of personality, or OCD, or whatever people use to describe that. If we are trying to drive the car and be it all, do it all, superhuman, superhero kind of thing, then we're cutting ourselves off from source. And so to give, I have said this before, I think when source said, we've got the how, you be the allow. It's like we have to hand the car keys over to source and say, well, if I'm 90% non-physical, if I let source drive the car and I sit in the passenger seat and enjoy the ride, how does that work? You know, that's really what it is that we're asked to do. And so I think a lot of us aren't willing to hand the keys over because we want to be in control, or we don't know what that feels like to feel supported, or we don't trust that we can be supported. And then that's when the not enoughness comes in, because it's like, I'm not enough to do it all. And then it's a reminder, like, but you don't have to, you know?
It really is caught in between a rock and a hard place that you're talking about. And not only does it sound impossible. It sounds insane. It's like, how can I hand over the keys to something that isn't even tangible? Or how can I, what does that look like? I mean, I have to be responsible. I'm the one actually, I mean, we're talking about metaphor here, but I'm actually one having to steer this thing. And I think, you know, when we get into that hard place where we're not actually able to release it to source and we're not able to control all the moving parts, that's where we get into that not enoughness, stuckness, and that's when we want to drink to excess. That's when we want to eat, you know, that's when we want to eat in excess. Because talk about a real dilemma. It's like you can't hand it over to something broader, but you can't get it all done. I mean, and yet you're still expected to, you know, there's still that wanting for the desires to manifest. We don't want to give up on our dream, so to speak. We want that to be a part of who we are. So what I love about this philosophy, it helps us stand back and go, well, no wonder I'm stressed out. I'm not choosing either. I'm not, you know, I can't do it all myself. I'm not even trying to do it all myself. And I can't totally release to source. So how is it that we can step into that more trusting understanding that we are being directed by a broader consciousness? So we have a few minutes before the break, and I want to get a little bit of this snippet, this little morsel of a workshop that recently happened right after the Seattle cruise in July of 2015. And then come back and talk about it some more. So again, we pay just a few minutes for you to get a feel for these wonderful teachers and also to encourage you to go to their website, which is abraham-hicks.com, and buy the full set of CDs and audios that they make available. You can get onto a monthly subscription. You can get onto a cruise. You can go onto a workshop, which we love too. So just a little taste for us to go deeper on what this wonderful information is for our great alignment. So here we go.
Could you give me something to, even if it's just shut up, Bryce, because I know you like to say shut up, Esther. When there is times of feeling not enoughness, what would be something that would be good for me to just stop it?
Well, we can't think of anything much better than shut up.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It's an awareness that you are continuing a vibration that isn't serving you. But on the other side of that is the desire to feel better, the desire to feel good. And so it really is about creating enough steady momentum of feeling good that those, particularly those conversations that you have about yourself that are hard on yourself, begin to just dissipate. Over years, we found a lot of different ways of saying to you that this could be a moment, and we're talking about any moment, when you could realize the perfection and value of you. And if it's being one of those moments, then you feel eager. You feel elation. You feel that lighthearted feeling, that sensation of right place, right time, on the brink of something really good or really exciting or really adventurous happening. And if you're feeling less than that, if you're sort of complacent or bored or worse, ornery, then you're depriving yourself, and it's a word that some of you like and many of you don't like, but of the blessings that are raining down on you. But you see, these blessings, these situations, these circumstances and events and all manner of good things that are raining down upon you have to be translated through your perception. You have to start hanging around in the vicinity of that. So many people are not hanging around in the vicinity of it, just waiting for something good to happen to which they can have a positive response. And if you can get over that, that's really what we want to say to you rather than shut up. We want to say, get over needing evidence for feeling good. Just let the feeling good be all that you need. And when you think about it, it ought to be pretty easy, because everything you want, whether it's a vacation or a material object or a pile of money or a relationship, everything that you want is because you want that lighthearted, good feeling. Esther used to say to Jerry, let's go get a Coke and pretend like we're on vacation.
There's really good advice. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Everyday Attraction here with Heather and Ray. And we'll come back with more from these wonderful teachers. Stay tuned. Let it unfold. Let it go.
Ever notice that there might be something not quite right, but you just can't put your finger on it? We may describe it as an inner stirring, a restlessness, a yearning to find our way home to our heart and higher purpose. Some of us may feel like we are living on borrowed time, that despite our accomplishments, what was once so important to us now just feels empty and meaningless. If you find your heart longing, wanting, looking for a path home to authenticity and purpose, join us for transformation, inspiration, hope, and possibility. Move toward your higher calling. Listen to The Call of Spirit with Evelyn Forman and tune in to Possibility every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Central Time here on Unity Online Radio.
Just like life, grief is a journey, not a destination. Whether it is loss of life, relationship, security, or simply the process of change, have you given yourself permission to begin your journey of grief? Have you yielded to the gift of grace? Join Reverend Chaz Wesley every Thursday at 5 p.m. Central on a virtual navigation from grief to grace, and explore new horizons of empowerment, significance, and support. Only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
I'll light a candle in your name.
Don't think about it. Let it unfold.
You've been listening to Everyday Attraction with Feel Good Sisters Ray and Heather. To learn more about Ray and Heather, check out their website at everydayattraction.com or email us at everydayattraction@unityonlineradio.org. Your comments and participation are sincerely welcomed.
Welcome back from the break. This hour is just zooming through. Do you feel it, Heather? It's just like, so delicious. Let's talk.
We're in the flow.
We're in the flow. Let's talk a little bit about that. Just a few minutes that we heard, and we have time. We'll get back to the rest of that because it's just raining down, as they say, with great information. I have to tell you that that feels so good. This remembering of the blessings raining down. The BRD. Got to have my acronym. I love just really understanding that anytime we're not feeling that eager, lighthearted, and we're feeling the less than, we're depriving ourselves of the blessings raining down.
Right, which is the same thing as them saying that we are not in alignment. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, I pulled my thing out. That when we... Never mind. Sorry, I pulled my whole headset out and I got distracted.
That's all right. Well, we'll let you get back connected in. But I really love this idea of them, you know, calling attention to the fact that the blessings are raining down. But what's so critical is they have to be translated by us. They have to be translated by our perception in order to be realized, to be received. You know, I think this idea that we create our own reality is almost a misnomer. It's like we perceive our reality. We allow it in through the honing of our own perception. So you cannot receive a blessing, whether it be a circumstance, a situation, a person, a slum of money, who cares what it is, you know, name it. You can't even begin to receive it until you've perceived the translation and allowed it in. And that's really what we're interested in, is what is that process on an everyday basis? What does that look like on Tuesday morning? What does that look like on Friday night? How can I hone in on the blessings that are raining down?
Right. So it's really the thing they've always been saying, which is ask and it is given, you know. Step one, ask. Step two, the universe responds. Step three, align with it. So it's really about aligning which to me means raising our vibration to match that of which we've asked for, and be in our feel-good flow to receive that. And so I think that piece about we're in this life, we're so busy, we have to do this, we have to accomplish that, we have to check this off the list, you know, or so many of us are checklist people, like, I'm going to feel good once I check off 10 items that I did today. Am I really in my feel-good flow, or am I in my rat race, you know, chasing my tail? So there's a discrepancy or a discernment there.
Exactly. And I think what's so key is that we're just seeing that they're showing us a shortcut to this vibrational knowing. Because they said, you know, everything that you want is for one reason and one reason only. You think you'll feel better
in the having of it.
So why not feel good now without the thing happening? I mean, it's really a fantastic shortcut to really work with principle in a very sharp and direct way. I love understanding the principles of this. I love understanding the mechanics of this game that says, well, if everything you're wanting is because you think you'll feel better in the having of it, what happens if you feel better now without having it? Don't worry, it's coming. You can't, you know, but just to feel better, because it feels better to feel better. And then the blessings and the ability to perceive the blessings raining down become yours. This idea of removing the need to have evidence or reason to feel good, but to just choose feeling good as a premise, as a real attainment, as a goal in and
because
of itself.
It
yeah. I mean, oh, poor is me. I got to feel happy in order to have everything that I want, you know, which I think, and again, this is not a false happiness. This is not a pretend happiness. This is not a put a happy sticker on an empty tank. This is a real, honest to God, true walk on how can I feel better. And part of that is letting go of this not enoughness, which is a complete false premise. It's why it feels so bad when we think about it. And letting go of my need to have anyone understand me beyond me and my, you know, my happy-go-lucky source. I think those are our nuggets in us feeling better, because if we're and, you know, really deep in the not enoughness, or if we're running around needing people to understand us, needing people to get us, needing people to value us, those are all, you know, blocks and resistance to this feel good flow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, baby. And I think that that's really what we want to do, is get up underneath the hood of this and understand, okay, if I can just feel good for the sake of feeling good, and then watch the universe knock itself out in many different directions and deliver, 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 maybe I can do, okay, hold your breath, 50% less and still get everything that I'm needing and responsible for. And I want to put that out there as a challenge to this Feel Good Nation, to the Feel Good Sister Nation. What happens if you pulled back on all that action and aligned more? So instead of using the time to do, use that time to be more in sync and more focused on that broader sense, and trust it, you know, step back and say, you know, I'm going to do half of what I usually think I need to do. And I'm, well, what's most important though, and I'm going to use that time to align. Because that's key.
Well, and that's the key piece is, I think we talked about this earlier too offline, is that when you're doing less, you want to actually be in your feel good flow, not saying I should be doing this, I should be doing that, because it's not about doing less, it's about feeling good in the doing less. So
good point.
When you're new at doing less, you might not feel good about it. And I don't know if you've noticed this, but a lot of times we're busy, 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 busy. And then we're like, oh man, to have a day off, to do nothing would be great. Then we have a day off and we start to do nothing. And we're like, oh, I should be doing this. I should be doing that. Do we even enjoy the day off doing nothing? Not really. It's like we're talking ourselves into laying on the couch or taking a nap or watching a TV show, but our mind is thinking about what we could be doing or what we should be doing. Or, you know, that's not what we're talking about here. That actually is some level of crazy
and counterproductive.
You're and counterproductive, because right. We're not in our feel good flow and we're not doing anything, so we're just stuck. So what I've noticed about this, and when you're new, if you're a doer and you're becoming a beer, it doesn't feel good at the beginning sometimes, in the sense that you have to train you know, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? We think it's this, it's, we think once we get, you know, once we get all our chores done, then we'll feel good. Once we this, then we'll feel good. Once we that, then we'll feel good. We're turning it around here for you today, and we're saying, feel good now, and then watch the chores get done. Feel good now, and then watch the money come in, or whatever. You have to really trust that process, right? Because a lot of us want to trust it and want to believe that it's true, but then we're like, I don't know. What if it's a ball of wax? What if this isn't really not true at all? So you have to, like, work yourself up the vibrational scale to feel like you can do this. If you're down in despair and we're trying to tell you to feel happy today, that might be too far of a jump for you, and that's okay. This is where we're going over a course of time.
Right. It's incremental. And it's
incremental.
And it is just feeling a little bit better. But I really love, and I want to highlight what you said right there, because I think a lot of us suffer from this, is that when we do stop doing, we immediately get an overwhelming feeling of being irresponsible, which means underneath that is that in order for us to be valuable, we have to be doing. And that's the false premise that we want to bring to the light of day, because it's made of sand and it will completely crumble under the light of that truth. Because you are not irresponsible when you step back and release this crazy false premise that you can do it all, or that you have to do it all, and that in order to get the monument or the pat on the back or the family's approval or whatever, that you have to do it all. I mean, that's what's leading to all this stress. That's what's leading to the body breaking down earlier than it should. That's what leads to, you know, crazy physical circumstances that we can't figure out where they came from. So we just need to take a breath and say, it's okay for me to just stop and release this idea that I'm being irresponsible, because actually the truth is, it's the opposite. You're never more responsible to yourself and the ones you love than when you align. It's the most responsible, productive thing you can do. One who is aligned with their broader knowing is more powerful than a million who are not, our Abraham tells us. So it's really, I love this is the flip side living again. Abraham is actually telling us it's the opposite of that. When you stop and really trust, you're being the most responsible person that you can be on this planet. You are really stepping into being the uplifter that you came here to be. That's really good information.
And I love simplicity. And so sometimes I think we get into it, sounds like it sounds difficult or it sounds complex. And one of the things that A Course in Miracles says, everything's either fear or love. And so the simple way to look at it or think about it is, am I in love right now or am I in fear right now? Because if I'm in fear, I'm lack and shutting down and closing down. And if I'm in love, I'm opening up and I'm aligning and I'm abundant and free. So if it could be that simple, which I don't know if it's exactly that simple, but that's a simplistic way of looking at it. It helps you find out where you are and then move from where you are to where you want to go, just little by little by little by little by little, loving yourself along the way. And my last piece that I want to say is, helped me getting out of my not enoughness this week, these last 2 weeks, is that I was so in the muck and mire of who I was and the vibration I used to vibrate at. And, you know, all the judgment I had about myself, about having, you know, growing up in a alcoholic environment and having, you know, not having good relationship with my parents and not having support and all the blah, 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 the victim stuff. And when I go there, I become connected to the old vibration, the habit of the old vibration. But when I say to myself, who do I want to be right now? Who cares who I was yesterday, last week, last month, 2 years, 20 years ago? It doesn't matter. Who do I want to be today? Who do I want to be right now? And that is just wiping the slate clean, and I get to design, you know, brand new canvas, paint the picture. Who do I want to be? And it just allows more love and more ease. And so that's also an option for you.
Yeah. I love that. The source is really only current. It's only in the now. And the only reason we get any effects of our past is because we drag it into the now. I love knowing that. And I think that's so important to really understand that getting current with yourself is part of that alignment process. Who am I in this moment? What do I know for sure? And so I want to put out a challenge to the Feel Good Sister Nation. Let's this week and the next couple of weeks, just practice first the letting go of the need to be understood by everybody or the need to be understood by certain people or places or situations in your life. Just see what it feels like to step back and not defend, not, you know, fill in the gap, not to be the path of someone else's least resistance, but just to let go of the need to be understood by everyone and everything. Just practice what it feels like to just let that float by, to let their misunderstanding, their misperception just float on by. And also, I have a challenge too for all of us, myself included, to actually do less and align more. What happens when we spend the time instead of furiously doing our 27-point to-do list for an afternoon to just tap into that broader knowing, to tap into that floating boat, to look up? I love that. To look up and to breathe in the eternalness of you, the broadness of you, the miracle of you. And what happens as Abraham says, when our universal manager comes in and they are so much more well-equipped to get things done. It's not about inactivity, but it is about activity that has real meaning, that has real source energy behind it, where we're carried to our next and our next and our next. And so we challenge you this week to do those things, to play with them, and email us. Write us back. Tell us how it's going. Let us know what things happened for you, what popped through, where it was easy, when it was difficult. Our email is always everydayattraction@gmail.com. And maybe we'll read some of those on the next couple of shows and just see what happens when we really put this to practice, when we release not enoughness, when we release the need to be understood by everyone, and we step into this real connection with infinite intelligence and our broader self in our everyday experience, and have an opportunity to do less, align more, because life is supposed to be fun. Can we remember that from our wonderful teachers?
Life is fun if we allow it to be.
Absolutely. So we've actually come to the end of our hour. Heather, thank you so much for your insights and for being such a support mechanism for this wonderful community that we've developed here with our podcast radio show. We're so appreciative of all the listeners that download every week and listen to us on unity.fm and also Stitcher and in iTunes and all the places that you pick up the show. We have such great love for you, and we're so happy that we're together on this road and that we can really hear these beautiful teachers and take what they have said. We have called them in. We have called them in to this life so that we can live it more fully and more happily. So thank you, Heather. And as we always say, feel good, sister.
Feel good, sister.
See you next time.
Thank you for joining us on Everyday Attraction with Feel Good Sisters Ray and Heather. Join them every Friday, 10 a.m. Pacific, noon Central, on Unity Online Radio for more ways to align with your source and start living the life you intended. Everyday Attraction is sponsored by Send Out Cards. Check out www.sendoutcards.com/attraction. Bring more appreciation into the world. Send a card of appreciation and gratitude today. SendOutCards.com/attraction.
What is the key to happiness? Would you like to find the fountain of youth? How about all the money and love that you could handle? Well, my friends, it is there for you. You just need to strip off the false beliefs that keep your divine inheritance from being attracted into your life. You need to be real. Be vulnerable. Be naked. What are you waiting for? Let's get naked. This transformational program with Reverend Heidi Allfree is an invitation to explore and remove the blocks that keep you from emotional freedom. Listen to Heidi and her revealing guests as they embrace the power of spiritual nakedness as a guaranteed way to live an authentic and transparent life. Expose yourself to your greatness on Mondays at 3 p.m. Central Time. Let's get naked. No dress code required. Only on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
You gotta get rid of your butt. It's bigger than it would appear. It hinders your forward movement when you keep bringing up the rear.
Have you ever considered that everything you think, say, and do is a prayer to the universe? What would your life be like if you activated the power of yes? Join Reverend Beverly Molander and her exciting guests on Affirmative Prayer, Activating the Power of Yes, to find out how they activated the power of yes in their lives, their communities, or even the world. If they can do it, you can too. Listen to Beverly Molander and her guests live every Monday at noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, on Affirmative Prayer, Activating the Power of Yes, only on Unity Online Radio. The voice of an awakening world.
When we say we are entitled to miracles, we are saying that we are entitled to love. We are entitled to have peace of mind and live a peaceful existence. Many times, though, we do not experience our lives this way. We seem to struggle for just one glimmer of happiness, no matter how fleeting it may be. You can change that, right here and right now. Say to yourself, I am entitled to miracles, because it means that you are entitled to complete peace of mind because of who you are, as created by the source of love. By asking for miracles, you are asking for your true self to be revealed to you. You are indeed entitled to miracles. This message was brought to you by Reverend Deb Phelps, host of Entitled to Miracles. Learn more from Reverend Deb on her Entitled to Miracles podcast. Episodes available on unityonlineradio.org and on iTunes.
Blissful stillness, come to me. Blissful stillness, come.
Tens of thousands of listeners, like you, have been transformed through the ministry of Paulette Pipe and her program, Touching the Stillness, one of the longest-running programs on Unity Online Radio. Paulette's latest album of guided meditations, Blissful Stillness, is a new and different experience. The mystical quality of her beautiful voice will reverberate through a Zen-style meditation, a mudra meditation, which are yoga hand positions to deepen your practice, and guided meditations, which we know and love. It features a new instrumental sound by Kelly Hunt with a bonus track by Kathy Zavada. Experience a blissful immersion into quiet and stillness by purchasing your own copy at shop.unityonline.org.
Blissful stillness, come.
When we say we are entitled to miracles, we are saying that we are entitled to love. We are entitled to have peace of mind and live a peaceful existence. Many times, though, we do not experience our lives this way. We seem to struggle for just one glimmer of happiness, no matter how fleeting it may be. You can change that, right here and right now.
say to yourself, I am entitled to miracles, because it means that you are entitled to complete peace of mind because of who you are as created by the source of love. By asking for miracles, you are asking for your true self to be revealed to you. You are indeed entitled to miracles. This message was brought to you by Reverend Deb Phelps, host of Entitled to Miracles. Learn more from Reverend Deb on her Entitled to Miracles podcast. Episodes available on UnityOnlineRadio.org and on iTunes.